So, whatever state I'm in there with, I've learned to be content. You know, ministering to people is, there's a lot of similarities. You know, you may be ministering to a person and they don't seem like they're just getting it, and you may go over and over the same thing, over and over. You know what? It's the even keel thing. You go, you know what? My emotions or what I see doesn't affect my faith in believing for this person. If you're ministering to somebody that's sick, you know, what I see doesn't determine, or what I feel doesn't determine my faith, right? It's that way in business. You know, you may go, you know what? Business is difficult. We sometimes have some trouble with our business, but you know what? Sometimes businesses don't become big overnight. You go through a lot of growing pains. Right, Josh? Yep. But that, you know, yesterday I was standing in front of the grinder for a little over 2 hours, sharpening lawnmower blades, going back and forth, looking at those blades. You know, but I thought, you know, 2 hours saves countless hours if you're skipping grass and you have to double cut the yard. Right, Josh? Yep. So, remember, our faith cannot be affected by our emotions or how we feel. You know, when I get on the treadmill and I start to jog, there's things that go through my mind. Well, today, maybe you should only jog 10 minutes, right? You know, you have other stuff you could be doing. All these thoughts. And then maybe I get to 10 minutes, and then you know what? As you get tireder, the time periods keep getting shorter. Maybe you should only go 11 minutes, maybe 11 and a half minutes, maybe 12 minutes. You know, and after you get to 20 minutes, you're going, you know what? 20 minutes is usually what they say is a good number. And anything over that, you know what? It's probably minimal benefit. All these thoughts go through your mind. But, you know, if you're going to achieve something, whether it's losing weight or whatever, if you're going to lose weight, how many people lose weight by sitting on the couch and eating? Micah! It just doesn't work that way, does it? So you got to be persistent. Your faith has to be persistent. Okay, now in the past Sundays or past prayer Sundays, I think it's always been good to have people come up and declare what you want changed, what you see as something you want to happen, and attach your faith to that. And it's very important to do that. If you're believing for healing, it's very important for you to go, you know what, I'm healed. If you're believing for a job, a different job, you know what, you go, Lord, I thank you that you've blessed me with favor and given me a new job. Right? And you don't let your feelings or the physical circumstances change that, correct? Right? So, okay. Anybody have anything they want to declare this Sunday, including the kids, anything, help in school? Doesn't matter what it is. You just have to speak faith over your circumstance, right? Amen? Anybody? Well, I'll start out and I'll pray for service, and then anybody that wants to can come forward. Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We submit and surrender ourselves to you today, Father. Lord, and by faith, we just believe with great expectation that your word will penetrate our hearts today, Father. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you for the people that are going to be ministering. I pray you anoint them, anoint the worship. We thank you for their dedication. We thank you for this church, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you've given us this responsibility, and we accept it. Lord, and we are obedient to your word to hear your voice and to respond to the Holy Spirit. Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Anyone? Anyone? Some of the kids are smiling. Something must be in there cooking. They have great expectation. Anybody? Mike, he's raising his hand. Okay, there's a little thing going on there. Anybody else? Whatever that is. Anyone else? Anyone out in the foyer? No. Yes.
I believe I'm going to be healed.
Amen.
Yes.
Not you're going to be, you are healed.
I am healed.
You are healed.
I am healed.
Anyone else? You know, it's good, Elizabeth.
Lord, I pray that that lady at IUPUI, that she'll stop condemning people and that she'll speak the truth to people in a loving way so that people will come to know you, Lord. And I pray that the people that have hurt her, Lord, I pray that they don't turn away from Christ because of that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I just pray that Chelsea's cramping will go away, that you will heal her, and that you'll give her the strength to go to the army and have fun at her home.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
I just pray for Chantel Nina. I pray that her diabetes would leave her, and I pray that she'll be healed. And I pray that she'll have a good day with her Nina. In your name, I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Chris? Chris?
Well, the other day I went to Ed Dufresne's meeting down in New Albany, and he taught us about angels and how we're not using them the way we should. So this morning, as I've been trying to do over the past few days, I'm going to use my angels, and I'm going to send them out to pay off my house, to pay off all my debt. I've even been sending them out to prepare the spouses for my children and the jobs for my children in the future. And I would encourage you all to do the same.
Amen.
I praise the Lord that my back is healed. It's been feeling better and better each day. Father, I thank you that I'm being able to be a witness to the inmates that I supervise. And I pray that you would hold me up and not let them drag me down so that I would be a vision of Christ to them so that they would know that there's something better out there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. You know, it's good to come up in front of people and pray. You know, you will be where you work, and you'll have opportunities to pray in front of people, and it's just good to do that. It is just good to do that. When I first got saved, and I think I've told this before, my wife's grandfather, he was dying of cancer, and I remember I was helping him with his garage or something. And he asked me, he had four kids, and I was the only one he asked to speak at his funeral. And I had just gotten saved, and I was only 22 years old at the time. But, you know, I had to get up there and speak and pray in front of people, but it is something that stretches you when you have to do that. So it is really a blessing for the kids to come up here, exercise their faith, for you folks to come up and exercise your faith, because it prepares you to do something bigger. When God calls upon you, you're prepared to do that. So anyone else? Anyone else? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone in our daughter's life, their family's going through a very hard time, and it's been on the news, so I'm going to pray for them. So, Father God, I am asking that the truth comes out in this situation, that our daughter has your words and your love to direct this whole family, They're depending on her so much, Lord. Just give her the strength and the words that she needs. Help Rob and I as we see them too, to know what they need to hear. And I'm believing, Lord, that you're entering this family. Every single one of them are going to come to the knowledge that you are God. They will surrender their lives to you, and we're going to see victory through this. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on up. Amen. Lily was at our house the other night, and the piano instructor lady was there. I didn't think anything about it, and I came up in behind the lady, and I go, "Lily!" And the lady... We were laughing, but I don't know if she knew why we were laughing.
He said in this really funny voice, like Lilo and Stitch, he said in like this Stitch voice, and I just started cracking up. It was funny. But the other day, I had a falling out with my friend like a few years ago, and we were like sisters. We were so close. And I've been praying for a long time that that she would, you know, decide to be friends with me, but like I've always been up to it, open to it. But she just recently called me, and she's been like a Christian her whole life, and she's been praying for me to get saved like for a long time. And it's kind of funny how it worked out. Like I got saved, and her prayers came true, and then I've been praying for her to be my friend, and my prayers came true. But she's been seeking guidance from me because she doesn't quite. I don't think there are a few concepts that she doesn't grasp, and I really want to pray for her. So, just so everybody knows. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah, and I thank you that you brought her back to me to be my friend. And I thank you, Lord, that you will help her right now, and I know that she's dealing with a lot of stuff right now in her heart. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to be there with her and you're going to comfort her. Thank you, Lord, for like getting rid of all of her fear. And also thank you that she'll realize who she is in you, and she won't feel under condemnation any longer. And I thank you for that. In your name I pray, amen.
Anyone else? All right. Yeah.
I've been struggling in math, so dear God, I pray that, you'll help me to do better in math. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Lord, I thank you that the business is doing well, and I thank you, Lord, that we have reliable employees. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Huh? Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I wanted to pray for the kids. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for these fine youth that you have brought to our church. Lord, every single children, whether they are 3 months old, Lord, to 18 years old, Father God, we know that you have a call on their life. You have anointed them, Father. They are to usher in your presence of this last season. Father God, I thank you that their heart is for you. Lord, that they hunger after righteousness. Father, that they hear your voice, even in the night watches while they sleep, even in the middle as they're playing in their homework, Father, that they are so sensitive to your spirit and that they hear your voice. They recognize your voice, Lord, and they turn hard after you, Lord, and they follow you. Father God, I pray that whatever you command them to do, Lord, that they will not hesitate, but you will fill them with a boldness, Lord, and they will do whatever you have spoken to them. They will do it with a confidence because they know that their confidence comes from you, Father. I thank you for opportunities that you've placed before them. I thank you that their heart's desire is to engage in good deeds, Lord, to bring you glory in all things. Lord, I pray that you will stir up the gifts that you have placed within them. Stir them up, Lord. Lord, may we see a greater manifestation in these children, in their gifts, in this youth here, Father, or they are pillars of our church. We thank you, Lord, and we declare they are for your kingdom. And we know that they will usher in your return, Jesus Christ. And may we be sensitive, Lord, to your leading, to be able to pray for our children, to guard our children, to protect them, to apply the blood of your Son, Jesus, over us. Lord, we thank you that you've equipped us to train them and to lead them in the way that they should go. We thank you that we have all wisdom. As parents and as leaders, as spiritual moms, Lord, as spiritual dads, Lord, spiritual brothers and sisters, to lead these children. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Sure.
Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you. We thank you, Lord. There's moms and dads here who have been praying and seeking God for their children, Lord, that have gone out and aren't in the kingdom right now, Father God. And Lord, we just pray right now and agree, Father, that you are drawing them back. And Father, as Chris said earlier, Lord, we're just going to go right now and we're going to tell the angels to go. And we send them out to draw them back into the kingdom of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for restoration within the families, that you're turning the hearts of the fathers back to their children, the children back to their fathers and mothers. And Father, we just thank you for restoration in families, Lord, in this body and in those that they touch, those that they minister to, Lord, that is going to be something that is going to be the only thing I can think of is a status quo. Father, that every life that we touch within this body and everybody that goes out from this body, their lives are going to be touched to the point that they're going to see restoration in their families. They're going to see people coming back to Jesus and have full confidence in who they are in Christ. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? No? No? Anybody anywhere? Going once? Let me share real quick before we break here something that the Lord kind of impressed upon me here. I don't know, this may be for somebody, but in Leviticus 25, you know, when you pray, there's a rest that comes in, a peace, and you basically, it is a peace that God gives you because you know that it's done. Okay, but in all things, whether it's finance or health or whatever, we actually serve a God who really is one of the greatest employers. He is the greatest employer we can ever have. And in Leviticus 25, he talks about you 6 years in verse 3, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be the Sabbath rest of the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. And, you know, you go, that's not too bad of a deal. You work 6 years, you get a whole year off. Okay? But he actually went further than that. I think later in that chapter, and this is really, I think, where they get the word sabbatical. Okay? Because that sabbatical really means a year off. Okay, and he goes on further in that chapter, and he says, you know what, he goes, I'm going to give, I think somewhere in there, he says, since you didn't sow that, the end of that, or that seventh year, guess what, are you going to eat your eighth year, and all that? Well, he goes, you know what, I'm going to bless you with a blessing, I think that he said that's 3 years long, to carry you not only through this rest, but to give you more than enough. Okay, and you go, hey, that's not a bad employer. If your employer goes, you know what, you only have to work 6 years, and then I'm going to give you 3 years of pay. To carry you through a year's worth of vacation, you go, this is not a bad deal, is it? Well, we even have a newer covenant that's even better than the old, right? Established on stronger, better promises. And you know what? That rest, he intended that rest to be from beginning to the end. We reap where other people have sowed. We're enjoying the benefits that Christ did, right? When we belong to the Lord, we're in that rest. We're in that blessing. Amen? Amen. So don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Let me just pray real quick for the continued vision of the church and the pastors. Father, we just thank you for the vision that you've placed in their hearts, Lord. And by faith, we call it done. We call this vision done. We thank you that you've given us for an inheritance, Lord, the unsaved and the unchurched of this community, of this state, and of this nation, Father. We thank you that that vision includes seeing the sick healed, the blind eyes opened, and the dead raised, Father. We thank you that we are the carriers of your light, Lord, and truth to a dying world. And Lord, even though there's an increase of wickedness, you have raised up a standard through your Holy Spirit in us, Lord, and an anointing to overcome any darkness. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for the leadership of this church, for the pastors, for the praise and worship people, and everyone that ministers, Lord. And for these members, these faithful people, Father, I just pronounce a blessing over them today in Jesus' name, that they are blessed coming in and they are blessed going out. And whatever they stretch their hand toward, Father, prospers. And we thank you for that this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.